Not all speech is free speech under the First Amendment. For instance, libel, slander, fighting words, and yelling fire in a crowded theater are not protected, and neither is speech that conveys a credible threat. The South Dakota Supreme Court drove that fact home in its recent opinion upholding the conviction of Edward Draskovich. Justices say it's not just the speaker's intent that's at issue, it's also the fear inspired in the listener. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
At oral arguments in October, Assistant Attorney General John Stroman describes Edward Draskovich's comments made to a clerk at the Minnehaha County Courthouse in 2016.
He's angry. He wants his bond returned to him, and she explains it's not been signed by the judge yet, to which he responds, quote, "Now I see why people shoot up courthouses," end quote.
Stroman says Draskovich stopped at the door to add, "Not that I would." Stroman says Draskovich then went to court administration, where one of the clerks told him that the judge had not yet signed permission for him to get a work permit.
To which he then responds by saying, quote, "Well, that deserves 180 pounds of lead between the eyes."
Stroman says the judge and the clerks took Draskovich's words as a serious threat, and he points out that the First Amendment does not support true threats.
It doesn't matter their subjective intent whether they're going to actually accomplish it or not. It's the fear of violence, or the paralyzing effect that fear instills.
Draskovich is represented by Minnehaha County Public Defender Bo Bluen. He says courts have held that the First Amendment has to include protections for ugly, distasteful speech and offensive utterances. Otherwise, free speech encompasses only agreeable speech.
And that includes the right to criticize the government, not only through responsible and informed criticism, but through the right to speak foolishly and without moderation.
Bluen asked justices to look at Draskovich's words in context and pointed out that he did not make a threat directly to the judge. The court issued a unanimous opinion upholding Draskovich's criminal conviction for disorderly conduct and threatening a judicial officer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.